last hour, we were talking about the California Air Resources Board, not about the Global Warming Final Solutions Act, but about something else we spent a lot of time on the show, which is their diesel emission particulate stuff. They put businesses out of business. They cost a lot of jobs. They had research that said diesel particulates kill a certain number of Californians every year. They were wrong. The research came from a discredited fool named Heen Tran, who lied about his UC Davis degree. Turned out he had a degree from an internet site owned by a fugitive pedophile in Israel. Seriously. And this guy, Heen Tran, came up with this bogus study about the diesel particulates. Mary Nichols, the head of the car board, knew that he was a fake and pushed the diesel particulate regulations anyway without telling the rest of the board. Well, now it turns out that his study was a fraud. It overestimated the diesel particulate pollution by 100%. Now, after putting people out of work, now after closing businesses down, they admit that their research was completely wrong, off by 100%.
So now they say they may put full implementation on delay, and they recognize that California's in a huge recessional. Thanks for that.
Now, we had said that Attorney General Jerry Brown, Jerry the Job Killer, ought to investigate Mary Nichols and the cardboard, except Jerry Brown foisted Mary Nichols on us. Going back 27 years ago, he put her on the cardboard as chairwoman originally in 1983. She's back for a second round now under Schwarzenegger. So they're really tight.
So yeah, he loves the Global Warming Solutions Act. As Attorney General, he's actually been suing some local governments based on the Global Warming Final Solutions Act. So no help there.
One of the candidates for Attorney General, Steve Cooley, the District Attorney of Los Angeles County. He's running for the Republican nomination in the June primary, and we have him on the line because he wants to tell us what he's going to do if he becomes Attorney General with this CARB nonsense. Steve, welcome to the Johnny Ken Show.
Well, thanks for having me on such short notice. I'll tell you, the one thing I would do if I were Attorney General, the one thing Jerry Brown should do right now is open an investigation on Heen Tran for falsifying his credentials. That is a felony under California law. Additionally, if he received any state funds and received that based upon a false representation of his educational background or degrees he had, that's theft by false pretenses, by false representation. Attorney General Brown should initiate an investigation, a criminal investigation, starting with him, and really bring this to light. And while he's at it, he might as well go after the Israeli pedophile who's running this diploma mill. It's also a violation of California law.
Can you believe that people are being put out of work because some guy gets a diploma from an Israeli pedophile? I mean, nobody does a damn thing about it. That's what I can't believe.
No, it is incredible. And I've during my campaign, I met numerous business people who are just sitting back, not engaging in their normal business activity because of the uncertainty and confusion with AB 32. So you guys are on track here in terms of rolling this thing back, slowing it down, stopping it, and the jobs initiative is the way to go. But in the meantime, the Attorney General has the power as the chief law enforcement officer and chief prosecutor of the state to open up a criminal investigation. He's got investigators. And you know, I've done that here in Los Angeles County. I go after corrupt officials in government routinely and successfully. That's what they should be doing at the state level, and expose this complete fraud as the basis for so much harm to the state.
And Steve, he didn't even lose his job. They suspended him for a while, but he still works at the California Air Resources Board. Makes $95,000 a year.
He should be investigated, and if the evidence is there, prosecuted for grand theft by false representation and obtaining business through a false diploma. That's illegal. You cannot do that, and that would be a good thing for Jerry Brown to do. And maybe if he doesn't, maybe I'll assert jurisdiction down here. We'll take a look at this guy.
Is there any legal liability for Mary Nichols knowingly taking the research from Heen Tran and then not telling the rest of the board that the research was tainted?
There very well could be. That have to be investigated. It would be what she knew, when she knew it. You might even have a conspiracy theory, but these things have to be investigated. You don't take that first step when you have some sort of prima facie evidence that the crime has occurred. Don't think the first step to investigate. You never get to the critical element of being able to prosecute them and exposing them in a court of law. So this is a, you guys are onto something here. I encourage you, keep up the good work. And if I get there, you're going to see a whole different approach to AB 32 and also public integrity at the state level.
Oh, I think you'd be a terrific Attorney General, Steve. I really do. He's running for the Republican nomination in June. We'll talk again. We should do have a longer interview session between now and June.
All right. We have 48 days left, and we'll get together soon.
That's L.A. County District Attorney Steve Cooley, who's done a fine job as L.A. County's DA, and he's now running for State Attorney General, the Republican nomination.